Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, etc., etc., you're receiving us, we appreciate the cartwheeling fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, spewing at the right, laughing at the right, possibly cussing a wee little sea hare at the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, Jesus?
Thanks for joining us this lovely day. Hello. I'm looking at some funky reporting things here. That,
you know, I don't
I
know.
Think
that
we sound okay.
Oh, good. I don't know that Jesus would ever cartwheel.
With the robes on, you're going to be flashing everybody every half rotation.
I mean, you get nailed to a board. Yeah, you get nailed to a board through your fucking hands, and then you do a cartwheel.
It's easier.
Oh yeah,
you've got some kind of
holes in your hands.
You've got some kind of an exoskeleton, though. I mean, if you can yank yourself out of the ground and roll. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Tweet us during the show if you're listening live at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and shit.
They shit? They into German play? Bring me the glass coffee table, 9!
If it sounds like our sound gets a little funky for a moment or two, just bear with us. There's an interesting, I think, in one of the latest updates of our software here, it might have changed a setting or two. It's just, I'm getting some weird settings. Anyway, thanks for joining us again. Let's get to the headlines right away on this lovely Tuesday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March 28th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It fate.
Huffington Post.
The
former Ariana Huffington joint. Now she's doing some healthcare bullshit.
Oh, God. She got out of journalism?
Well, I think it's a healthcare information, maybe, kind of.
Oh, okay.
It might be. I don't know.
Sounds interesting.
I just know she sold. She made shit tons of money selling her steak, I guess, in the HuffPo. If she even sold it, she still might have. She still might have some tendrils in there. The headline over at the HuffPo says it's a picture of the Don the Con, our president, our grand poobah, holding up one of those ridiculous executive orders that he loves to sign and then flash to everybody.
He holds it to the camera, right? In the little leather vinyl folder.
And then people on the internet change what the words are to really funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don the Con, the headline says the Green Goblin. This is by, I'm sure, about the sideways, I don't know, crowbar ass fucking that we're taking from
I would have stretched out
For climate change. President Donald Trump signed a sweeping executive order that was aimed at reducing much of former President Barack Hussein Obama's efforts to shrink the United States' carbon footprint. This is the one where he's running around saying, I'm going to save all the coal jobs. And then yesterday we found out from real poobahs that it ain't going to happen. Nothing is going. They're not coming back. Just like the guy that used to build wheels for the old horse and buggy. Ain't a big call for that these days.
God damn it. The jobs aren't
there.
Do you think Trump understands that Obama was a good president?
No.
Somebody should tell him. Stop repealing all his shit, dickhead.
This order instructs the EPA, the Environmental Protection, they might as well change it from protection. Get rid of that middle part, because that's a lie.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up.
Just call it the Environmental fucking Agency.
The Environmental Agency.
Fuck the Environment Agency.
We do not protect the trees, we don't.
It ordered them to review the Clean Power Plan, which was something the Obama administration had signed that slashed greenhouse gas emissions from the utility sector, which is the biggest, gassiest, baggiest thing out there.
Now you're talking.
This is the first step, they said, towards scrapping the whole regulation, which is, this is what these Republicans want to do. Anything that even remotely touches the bottom line the profits of shareholders. Who cares about the climate? Who cares about water? Who cares about air?
Fuck you.
We're not going to live near that shit anyway. My kids won't be going to school near any fracking or near any coal plants.
What are they
going to
do? Make sure we all have jobs when Florida is underwater?
They care.
What am I going to do? I'm going to be a shark watcher.
Even China ratified the Paris climate deal. The new Chinese president Xi Jinping is urging the U.S. not to withdraw from the agreement. Even though Trump has said all along, we're gonna get rid of that horrible Paris deal.
Why is it horrible to him? Because it puts too many restrictions on business and things of that nature. Too many regulations?
Yes.
That's it.
His golfing buddies lose a couple of cents. Lose a few dollars. That's the only thing they care about.
But these oligarchs live on this planet, right? And they make
they
money.
Think they're immune.
They make money. They're a lot of money off
hubris.
This planet. You'd think they'd be a little bit more grateful to the Earth or maybe realize, shit, I'm a human as well. I got to breathe.
They think their money will be able to protect them and their riches and their resources. They'll be able to be somewhere where the air is not bad.
We've evolved to the point where we don't need water.
And who cares if it warms? We'll just buy up somewhere where it's the best weather ever.
Fuck you guys.
Kick out the poor people and the brown people and take that over.
Oh, shit. That's a Mad Max shit right there.
Shit.
And that's what we're heading for.
That's the kind of what they're going for. Although, no, because Mad Max implies like strength and violence. These are feet. Fucking financier ass wipes of Berkshire Hathaway and all these other that's a big real estate trust firm, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, douchebags.
All these assholes, Goldman Sachs.
They're fucking us.
I don't think in a real Mad Max world they would do really well looking for their mani pedis.
That's right. Does Trump get a manicure?
Absolutely. He wants some little brown person.
Oh, yes.
Filing his nails. Are you kidding me?
The thing about all these masculine old white dudes in power.
Well,
I mean, they're all very foppish.
Yeah. That's why
you might even call them dandies.
Masculine in quotes. That's why I said
yes.
Yeah. So that's the headline over there is Trump and the Republicans gleefully dancing on the black infected lungs of future generations. And
but they'll have jobs.
The cancerous tumors of future generations from polluted water.
But you know what? You know what's funny is like he's worried about jobs. But don't you think all that stuff is sort of tied together? Don't you think our stability is tied to, you know, the climate? I mean, do you think it affects our stability if Florida's underwater or fracking or something like that?
And the jobs aren't going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
So, the jobs aren't going to happen. Even the coal industry is saying, you know, this is great. The jobs aren't going to happen. The coal guys are saying, this is awesome. We're going to make more profits. We're not going to have to install any nasty, expensive filters on our big smokestacks. This is great.
But it doesn't
What about more jobs? Oh, yeah, we don't need that. I've got a robot now.
I mean, does
I don't need to hire people.
Oh, yeah. You got a robot?
That's what it is. Remember, he said yesterday, on yesterday's
automation,
show,
right?
Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com. Yeah, that that coal industry dude said that they're not coming back. That the innovation and automation is such now that they don't have to risk lives and therefore don't have to pay people. Also.
Oh, my God. See, that's the fuck of a thing. If the coal industry did come back, there'd be drones buzzing down into that hole getting coal, right? It wouldn't be dudes.
And, I mean, shouldn't we try to transition people away from dangerous coal mining type jobs? Shouldn't
Hell
we transition?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, but no.
That's called progress, dude.
All Trump cares about is the W. He thinks this is going to be a win. This will kind of push a little bit of the carpet over, drag the carpet over last week's Obamacare replacement debacle. He'll be able to show something shiny over in the corner.
Ooh, yeah. Here, look at this shiny thing I got. I pulled it out of my pants.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies are talking about. They're probably crowing over there about it. Look, we're going to kill future generations, air and water. This is fucking great.
They love that shit, though, dude. But don't take that away from them.
We're going to make some white people richer.
That's their favorite thing, being cruel and insensitive and racist.
Oh, they're all pissed off on the drudge. This is, we started to talk about this, or I wanted to talk about this yesterday. We didn't get to it. But yesterday or 2 days ago, our Attorney General, Jeff Bo Sesh III.
Fuck you.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Yeah.
Said that basically we're coming for you, sanctuary cities.
Oh, jeez.
How dare you not want to participate in the...
deportations?
Immoral, yeah. deportations of these people who really are...
Right.
Most of them are guilty of nothing other than wanting to come here and make a better life for their family.
Poor. They're poor, right? And they're not white.
Well, that's the key.
Those two big things right there.
But Sessions was threatening federal grant money again.
We're not gonna give
states. And, you know, Jerry Brown, I believe, again, I know before he said it, he laughed and stuck his liberal middle finger right up in the air towards Donald Trump. When Trump threatened federal funds because he said, okay, that's great. California supplies a large portion of those federal funds. We'll be happy to stop collecting federal taxes here in California. You can shove it up your orange pucker, Don.
Ooh, he might like that. We make more than Brazil here.
Yeah,
right.
So it's a big joke. It's really a big joke because, I don't know, let's say New York, let's say Los Angeles, a lot of these big cities are claiming the sanctuary city status. So I don't know how it's going to work. We're really, the Republicans are really desperately trying to increase the battle between rural and city. And,
yeah, man.
And they're going to lose.
Right, because
rural's gonna lose.
Have all the money. They have more people. They have more resources.
I don't know science. I don't know schools. I don't know culture.
What about prayer?
And, well, that's all they got out in the woods.
We got prayer.
Waddle off to the double wide on Wednesdays and Saturdays and Sundays.
We got prayer and illiteracy.
And watch him wave a snake around the double wide church.
Yeah. And my uncle diddles me.
But they're just not. If the city starts saying "fuck you," we're not playing. Yeah. It's just not. It's not going to work. It's right. just not going to work. The headline over at the Drudge Report is "L.A. Mayor vows sanctuary."
Now, geez.
Then the second headline says "Illegals free to roam."
They're. What are you talking about? Who do you think is in your fucking country?
There's four headlines. The third one, Godfather defiant in Chicago.
What?
And the fourth one, NYC vows to block ice. These are all these liberal. You know, there's a lot of black people in these cities, Ryan. There's
what?
All these liberal cities are vowing.
Oh, shit.
Sanctuary, because the police, even the police in these cities say, we don't want to play that game. Because it's going to make our jobs a lot harder and more dangerous.
Dude, imagine, you want me to go into a Mexican neighborhood and what? Read out a list of names of people that have to come in the fucking paddy wagon? Racist.
Yeah, we'd like to, I'm sorry, we'd like to find out who might have killed this person walking right. down the street. And cricket, 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 cricket. Nobody even wants to acknowledge the police are there because
right.
they're all hiding. Because they're worried they might get a papers, please, from the cop.
Absolutely. And you
even if they've done nothing wrong.
Right. And you don't know if that cop is actually a cop or ICE. Because I read somewhere that they've been doing this for years. When ICE goes into Los Angeles to look for people, they dress up like cops. They don't dress up like they're... What does ICE stand for, anyway?
Immigration.
Cunts. Electric.
Yeah. Elected.
Lovely.
So that's the big scary headlines over at Drudge is that L.A., illegals free to roahm.
Fuck you.
Rahm Emanuel, same thing. New York City, same thing. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, New York is so diverse. I mean, really, how do you go into these diverse cities and find the right brown people to deport? I don't get it.
They don't seem to be caring a whole lot right now because yesterday it said Jeff Sessions made good on a threat by POTUS announcing today that the Justice Department will sever grant funds to sanctuary cities.
Jeez. You should give them more grant funds because they're doing something good.
Then you've got it's funny because, you've got these police forces actually in the cities where all this shit is happening.
Yes.
And then you've got these lunatic elected fucking sheriffs. I don't know. We got to get rid of the sheriff thing.
Oh, God. How do you have an election for somebody that gets to run around with a gun? The people decide who gets that fucking gun?
With a political agenda.
That's fucked up. That's fucking archaic if I've ever heard.
I think somebody with those that we grant those special powers to should be devoid as possible, be neutral as possible.
It should be a boring fucking job. Put a suit on, sit at a desk all fucking day. Sheriff, what is he doing? Is he out there busting people?
But this is this ass bag is from Massachusetts. Very few of these sheriffs are not scumbags. I mean, really.
Well, I mean, we talked about this with Arpaio, right? I mean,
well, yeah, and
he exists because he got elected.
And Clark in Milwaukee.
God. David, you're a douche.
So this is Bristol County Sheriff, Massachusetts. His name is Thomas Hodgson.
Hodgson?
I'm going to describe him as an older white guy.
I was going to guess the same thing, Pat.
He was testifying before a House subcommittee on illegal immigration. He said, sanctuary cities have become magnets for illegal aliens. Some of which have violent criminal records.
Oh my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is it true in these sanctuary cities, the brown people just run around the street all willy nilly?
Raping white women.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Come on.
And turning your sons gay.
Right. How do they do that?
I don't. They're with their magic Mexican powers.
Magic Mexican music, I thought you were going to say. Get out the accordion.
Oh, God, I'm having issues here.
Oh,
With my dash.
Electronics.
My dashboard.
I have problems with my technology all the time.
There we go.
Ha 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 ha.
Just took a long time to call that up. Oh, the joke was long dead.
By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Anything you buy off Amazon, we get a taste. We get paid.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Ooh.
The Bristol County is... the county seat is Taunton?
Taunton. I don't know.
I don't know any of these.
Is it near Boston?
New Bedford is I guess, the only town I kind of recognize. I don't think it's the biggest... county in Massachusetts. Anyway,
if you don't live in Boston, where there, this asshole's from,
yeah,
don't you think it's cold and shit?
I don't know.
There's nothing to do. Boston, there's plenty of shit, I imagine.
So this asshole, this sheriff dickwad, Thomas Hodgson, said these sanctuary cities are going to harbor and conceal criminal, illegal aliens from ICE.
Based on what?
But they're not harboring and concealing.
Yeah.
They're not helping. There's a difference,
right? And it's not their fucking job. It's your job to go get these people out of these sanctuary cities.
These ICE dicks come in and they want a full scale tactical. They shot a guy last night. Did you see that in Chicago?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, we'll get to that story. The unarmed illegal immigrant ICE ended up shooting him. This guy says federal arrest warrants should be issued for their elected officials.
For their mayors?
Yeah, here we go. Let's start arresting them. Let's arrest them. We're going to have a posse comitatus. And we're going to have our own.
What?
We're going to have our own.
What is that? A posse?
Comitatus?
What is that? Posse comitatus.
It's a.
I love that.
Isn't that one of those sovereign citizen.
Posse comitatus, motherfucker. Isn't that what Bruce Willis yells in Die Hard?
It could be.
No, I think it's UPIAKA or whatever.
Common law or statute law authority of a county sheriff or others to conscript any able-bodied man.
What?
So he can, allegedly, a sheriff can conscript you. And be
me?
Like, here.
I'm not
come
doing
help
that.
Me shoot this Negro.
Oh, yeah, great.
Well, I'm in a lot of places.
Oh, yeah. They'll
me,
be
me,
old.
Me.
Sign me up.
Said, where do I sign up?
Hurry up. I got to get to the Golden Corral later.
The sheriff asshole is calling for the arrest of the elected officials,
by
definition,
stupid.
So this is an elected official calling for the arrest of the elected officials of other areas.
Jesus
for
Christ.
Not conforming to what he says is his interpretation of the law.
God. Do you ever wonder how many people in our country don't have friends of color or gay friends? They're just friends with other old, straight, white, gross people? Damn. Well,
they'll counter and say, I got black friends. There's a guy down to the store that helps my wife take her groceries to the car. He's a good one.
I got black friends.
He's a little slow.
That one guy's on a TV show. I watch him every week.
God. The stupidity and the moronitude and just the
we're all fucking stupid.
The pure hate.
Oh, yeah.
Is bedazzling.
It's off the chain.
Here in the U.S. of A.
Fuck you.
We got some other stories here. I had that. That they're defiant.
Yes.
I believe it was here in New York, or New York said, also here in L.A., but the New York Attorney General over there, Schneiderman, has said, basically, fuck you to Jeff Bosesh with his threat to, we're gonna withhold federal funding from those that are hiding those illegals.
Jeff Bosesh is going to be withholding his ass when he's not paid enough cigarettes for it.
Attorney General of New York, Eric T. Schneiderman said, despite what Attorney General Sessions implied this afternoon,
God,
state and local governments and law enforcement have broad authority under the Constitution to not participate in federal immigration enforcement.
And you know what? If it was a real thing, what if we had people you had to get out of here? I don't know why. I don't know the reason. Why would you want your police force doing it, though? Like, why would you want your trusted police force that knows everybody in the neighborhood, all of a sudden you're having these same guys pull people out and deport them? I mean, that's probably why you have ice, well, I would think.
What better way to give them a good adrenaline rush and help that roid rush?
Is everybody bad?
A lot.
Jeez.
And those that aren't are complicit. That's that whole thin blue line thing. Like fuck you if... or the big blue curtain, whatever the hell you call it. But fuck you.
Yeah.
If you're a good cop.
Big blue balls.
Knowingly observing the horrible, shitty behavior of bad cops.
It's like doing
it. You just let it go.
It's like fucking doing it yourself.
So this guy, Schneiderman in New York said,
Schneiderman,
as my office's legal guidance makes clear, President Trump lacks the constitutional authority to broadly cut off funding to states and cities just because they've unlawfully acted to protect immigrant or lawfully acted to protect immigrant families. Public safety depends on trust between law enforcement and those they bravely serve.
There you go.
Yet again and again, President Trump's draconian policies only serve to undercut that trust.
Yeah.
My office will continue to ensure local governments have the tools they need to legally protect their immigrant communities. We won't stop fighting to beat back President Trump's un-American immigration policies.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's fucked up, man. Why are we deporting people all of a sudden? That's so... I mean, I guess Obama did it as well.
Schneiderman's press secretary summarized the response in three words. Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Jeff Bosash, we're cutting off funding.
Oh, shut up, stupid.
No, you're not.
Have fun in jail, dumbass.
Sorry, little Jeff Bosash.
Shouldn't you be suckling upon the teats of Putin? Blowing him a little bit?
Right.
Just give somebody in Russia a nice, warm, toothy blowjob, stupid.
Couple knuckles deep.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if we put this, I know I put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, but there was a, you know, this wonderful, let's make sure that if your birth certificate says you should have a dick, that you have one law. In North Carolina, because that's what's a priority.
Oh, yes.
Even though there's 0.0 evidence of a trans person or someone cross-dressing willy-nilly just to go in and listen to people tinkle.
Yes. Are they going to listen? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Are they screaming? Are they screening via auditory aids? Is that what they're doing? They're not looking? What
well,
are you
if people
there?
Are in stalls, God, I mean, pervy. I guess if you go into the men's room, you're looking at willies, or if you know,
oh, perfect.
If there's no separations between the stalls and stuff.
I got to tell you something.
I guess you'd want to go to a Cubs game. That'd be total whack-off material. Yeah,
oh,
you just
God,
look left
so
and
gross.
Right. It's like a little buffet of willies.
It makes you want to just put a catheter in for a baseball game. Fuck it. I'm not getting up.
Yeah, I go to the stalls.
Oh, geez.
Like
elitist.
A baseball game. I don't. I'll stand there. I get too much pressure.
You don't pee with the rabble?
No.
With the
I'm
luggage?
I'm pee shy. It's too much pressure. Yeah. So the North Carolina, a couple days ago, there was a report out that the number was in the billions. I want to say like $2 to $3 billion.
Oh,
that
shit.
Stupid fucking back ass word, Christo Mula Dick Fuck State.
That's me.
Is gonna lose.
Oh my God.
Because of that bill. And
that's ridiculous.
Businesses saying, fuck you, we're pulling out of there if you're gonna have your stupid hate bill.
They don't want to be associated with it.
Right.
The businesses. God.
And they know it's bad for business. And that the whole country is not a bunch of fucking Christo Mulas.
And I don't give
extremists.
A shit.
Yeah. It's just not.
Right. And when you have people like checking dicks in the bathroom, all that does is stigmatize transgender people. They're going to get bullied. They're going to get picked on more.
They just want to pee.
And they've been peeing for years.
Well, what's I'm all few. I saw an idiot on my Facebook stream the other day commented somewhere about, well, I guess I should just decide I feel like a guy or a girl today and wander into the locker room.
Oh, fuck you. Show me your mussy.
That means you're a horrible person. If the only thing keeping you, you fucking sex predator, is from going into the opposite sex bathroom to derive creepy sexual pleasure from it is a set of laws. If that's what's only keeping you out of it, you're a horrible sex predator person.
Dude, some politician said, geez, when I was... Louis Gohmert said it. If he was allowed to go in the girl's bathroom and jack off in the corner, he would.
When I was in high school, I can guarantee you I wouldn't have gone and put on a skirt and just gone into the girl's locker with me.
You think if you hang out with Louis regularly, maybe you're friends with him, family?
Fucking embarrassments.
Oh, yeah.
Of protoplasm.
Oh, yes. But, like, you can probably feel when he's about to go pervy. Do you know what I mean? When he was about
to see a little tent in his pants starting, a little chubby.
Oh, right. He fires off a rope.
Texas smoked sausage.
Hot off the grill.
Yeah. He probably just like, I don't know. You can probably tell when he's about to say something really fucked up.
He opens his mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Despite Republican assurances that North Carolina's bathroom bill isn't hurting the economy. Yahoo Finance a couple days ago. The law limiting the LGBT protections was going to cost the state more than $3.76 billion in lost business.
Okay.
Over the next years, according to an analysis.
Jesus Christ, guys. I mean, we're talking about North Carolina, right?
Yes.
Who the fuck wants to move there anyway? You got people that actually want to be there, and now they're pulling their business out because of this dick bill. Stupid.
North Carolina has already suffered financial hits from PayPal saying, that's it, we're moving our building. We're not going to put our building there.
Isn't PayPal ran by a nasty fucking asshole anyway? Jeez.
Used to be. I don't know about the one now. But it would have added an estimated $2.6 billion to the state's economy. Oh. Ringo Starr canceled the concert deprived a town of $33,000 in revenue. I mean,
damn.
It's hurting little local businesses. It's hurting everything because these Christian, hate-filled white guys decided that it was a big emergency that Charlotte, North Carolina dared pass a law that said you can't discriminate against people based on LGBT.
You know what they picture? They picture a guy dressed as a girl, running into a bathroom.
Louis Gohmert.
With his big white dick out. Or his big brown dick out.
Tiny little white
dick. Tiny little white dick. Chasing people around. It's a hellscape.
Yeah. They picture some horrific lunatic horn dog like Louis Gohmert as a teenager who apparently his parents were shitty and didn't teach him not to be all rapey.
Yeah. You know how to fix that? Make trans friends. Make friends that aren't straight and white.
Right.
It'll open up your fucking worldview.
You may already.
What do you mean?
Know some trans people and you don't know it.
Absolutely. And who gives a fuck? Let them pee wherever the fuck they want.
It says they can lose hundreds more millions because today's story says the NCAA is close to saying, well, that's it. We're right now they're signing like, you know, they plan these things ahead.
Right.
It's not like, hey, we got the championships next week. What city you want to have it in?
Hey.
They plan these things years in advance.
Absolutely, man.
And now they're saying, well, we're going to say no NCAA for you through 2022.
Right. God damn.
The next 5 years if the law doesn't change.
They're going to take away college basketball from North Carolina for 5 fucking years if they don't change this bill.
Soon.
Holy shit, dude. That'll learn him.
The contact very close to the NCAA confirmed that there's an impending deadline this week, so they're fucked.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them.
To fix the law, HB2.
Fix it.
Quote, if HB2 has not been resolved by that time, the NCAA will have no choice but to move forward without North Carolina bids. So they're going to say,
too bad.
We're crossing you off the possibility list for any of our championship games.
Right. And you know, like when you're doing that list, you're figuring out who's going to fucking play where. You want a reason to say no to somebody. You probably want a reason.
The NCAA maintains its position that HB2 does not assure discrimination-free atmosphere for events.
Dang.
Do you want to put on a big event and you go somewhere and a bunch of Christo Moolahs are telling you your skirt's too short or you shouldn't go in that bathroom or you're two gentlemen. You can't hold hands. Stop that.
Who's going to want to go to your
nobody.
Event, right?
It's hateful.
Right. That's why they lose business.
And
that's
they're bullies.
They're like, you can't believe they're doing it. It's their First Amendment right. They can do that. Well, right. And what about free market, Snowflake? You guys are the ones who are always saying, let the market decide. The market's fucking decided.
It doesn't like bigots.
Yeah. And the market has decided it doesn't like bigots.
Take a hike, loser.
In North Carolina, these I don't know. God, they just got to... they got to have, I wonder if they can have recall elections there something. Yeah. Just do it now. Don't wait till 2018. Just start emergency recalling all these assholes. Get them the fuck out of there because they are hurting people's lives.
Dude.
With their bigotry.
This HB2 or whatever the fuck it is. That's a bill that doesn't see people as fucking people. And you know, our society's not going to put up with that shit without consequence. I don't give a fuck. It's fucked up.
North Carolina so far.
Yes.
Texas is trying hard.
Oh, they're trying. We want to keep them weirdos at our bathroom.
No, we don't want North Carolina to beat us to the finish line.
But yeah, we're going to be the most hateful. We're the most hateful state. Fuck you.
Alabama's like, what about us?
You guys are fine.
North Carolina is the only state that bars transgender people from using government run restrooms that match their gender identity.
They ban them from that.
Yes.
Dang. That is so
government run. So
fucking stupid.
You go to a courthouse and you're a transgender person, you technically are supposed to use the bathroom that you were assigned at birth.
So what fucking happens and how the fuck does this go down? I'm going in to use a bathroom. Some guy in a uniform, I imagine. Dick checker.
Somebody's going to have to complain. They're not going to have dick checkers, but somebody will have to complain.
Oh, I see.
And say, which we've already had a couple of examples of, right?
Yes.
When this thing first passed.
Right.
Remember, there were a couple of, there was a rather butchish lesbian.
Yes.
Who was in a bathroom and they thought she was a dude.
Right.
And somebody complained and all of a sudden mall security is like, you're going to have to get out of this bathroom. And she's like, I'm a woman.
Mall security.
Short of her having to pull her pants down and show her genitals to a $10 an hour mall car.
Yeah, yeah. Some guy with a taser. Show me your pussy, please.
She had to leave that bathroom.
God.
Ah. Heinous people.
You know, we could do better.
That's their priority.
Right. Oh,
by
yeah.
the way. There's people starving on the street, people homeless, there's mentally ill people.
Do we have
veterans?
AIDS? Gates. Check and see if AIDS is cured yet.
Cancer, all those things still exist.
None of that's cured.
These people are worried about a non-problem.
You think they're like, hey, I got to look at that dick. I ain't sure this is a dick. I got to get a second opinion. And people look at these sexual organs and decide, male or female.
I've been on some transgender sites all over the internet to make sure I know what I'm looking for.
It says right here I should jack it off a little bit and put it in my mouth.
Transgendernurses.com is a good one. You get some good physical pictures there to see what you're looking for.
You're going to tell me that's a dick? I don't believe you. If that's a dick, then fuck me in the ass with it.
God. That's kind of weird.
Hi, neighbors.
Hi, sorry.
It's L.A. Nobody listens to anybody but the voices in their head.
North Carolina, a couple of days away, literally, from losing 5 or 6 years worth of NCAA events, which they're saying could cost $250 million over the next 6 years.
Insane.
For revenue.
Insane. I mean, there are plenty of problems, I imagine, when you have a business that you want to avoid, but you can't.
And they've already canceled. They were supposed to have a couple of championship events already, and they've already canceled those. Two rounds for this month, even.
They can avoid this.
If Division I was supposed to be there. Nope.
This is insane.
No championships
though.
For North Carolina.
This is easy.
And they're sticking by it. These assholes, these old white Christian bigots are sticking by it in the legislature. And I don't know what the latest polling.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Let me check that poll.
Has to say of what's going on. But I really am pretty sure that my majority of people,
yes,
that these assholes are supposed to represent, don't want this law. They're like, we don't get rid of it. We don't care. There's some loud Christian assholes who got nothing better to do than be worried about their little fat children getting diddled in the bathroom.
Those religious types, they want drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Scared ninnies. Yeah, they're not happy unless they're scared.
They want to show their religiosity. They want to show it off. Look at me. I hate the transgender.
So,
dickheads.
Hopefully, get out and vote, people. Vote these assholes out, out, out.
Yeah.
Found out today that the story we talked about yesterday, that special congressional race in Georgia.
Yes.
That's blood fucking red for the last 40 years
that's
in that
crazy.
District. Newt Gingrich's old district. Tom Price's old district.
Yeah. Bunch of dickheads.
But now the whole backlash and the whole resurgence actually of, I don't know, Democrats suddenly woken from the goddamn dead, Rip Van Cunting Winkles that they've been.
Georgia's got to be a place that's just gerrymandered to fuck. You know what I mean?
And it's heavily gerrymandered. Everything about this district is death for a Democrat. 1 point difference right now in a head-to-head poll between the Republican and the leading Democrat in that district.
Holy
shit. And they're
shit.
Sinking shit tons of money on the Democrat side and the Republican side into this district because it might set the tone for what's going to happen the next couple of years, especially in 2018.
Right.
And if Shitler keeps just completely sharting the bed.
Oh, yes.
Then
Shitler sharts.
And his approval rating goes down. Then these assholes are going to have to start distancing them from him. And the whole Republican Party is just hopefully going down in fucking flames. And keep our fingers crossed. Let's stay organized.
Are we seeing
for 2018 and get them the fuck out? Even if the Republicans are still in charge, they won't have Congress. That would be amazing. They lose the Senate and the House.
Say yeah, fuck off.
Let's see Shitler do anything.
What are the chances Shitler will see an approval rating with a 2 in front of it before he's fucking gone?
200% right now. I approve of him 200%.
You know, I'm glad you said that 200%. I'm addressing everyone out there who says, I'm going to give it 120%. 120% of my effort. Well, that doesn't fucking exist.
That means your previous effort hasn't been 100%.
Yeah. But how can you have 100? Yeah.
If you're saying, well, I'm going to give 120%, you're therefore saying you're giving more than you have before. And
yes.
If you weren't giving that much before, that means you weren't giving 100% before.
You're a fucking asshole.
One of those many sayings.
Oh, yes. I hate that. 110%.
Cuddle bear.
Yes. A bear.
Oxy.
Ooh.
Queen.
Are we talking about a bear or
an
otter?
Oxy king. Oh, I'm sure he's a bear. Or he may shave. Who the hell knows what's going on in those folds?
He's smooth.
Rush Limbaugh might look like a little Buddha baby.
Oh, God. Gross. Imagine him getting out of the shower, not one hair on his body, lotioning up.
Consuelo, bring me mine now.
Consuelo.
Please.
They can't understand what he fucking says.
So... here's Rush Limbaugh. You know, we've talked here about, what was that guy's name already? I've forgotten him, thankfully. Pudster. The head of Carl's Jr. who is...
I can't remember his first
Lawrence
name. Pudster, Lawrence Pudster.
Who is a serial labor rights violator.
A dickhead.
Apparently, was that makes him qualified to be in charge. Of the Department of Labor. Fortunately, that fell through.
Yeah, we had a Secretary of Labor that didn't want an increase in the minimum wage.
He didn't even make the hearing level, which is awesome.
Because he beat his wife, right, or something like that?
One of the things, allegedly, that they were slightly worried about.
Party of Family Values, the GOP, by the way.
But Pudster famously has said that he doesn't think that he should have to pay for 15-minute breaks.
Yes.
For his employees.
So what? Wait, I don't understand this. So let's
you should
say
clock out.
What's minimum wage in California? 8 something?
9 something.
9
here,
something.
Isn't it? Or 10 something? Or
I know not.
15 something? I don't even know.
15. It ain't fucking $15 an hour. I think it's 8 something. You make it 8 something an hour at fucking Carl's Jr. And you want to, they're going to make you clock out for a 15-minute break and take that out of your check. You must
10.50
be. Oh, that's better than 8. Damn, that's not a lot of money to live in L.A. or wherever. I mean, they're gonna take how much is that? 15 minutes out of your $10 an hour right, wage. Right,
$250.
Fuck you.
Right.
Fuck you.
The he's one of these horrible people who believe that, again, that poor people survive
yeah.
at rich people's behest, when in actuality they are rich at society's behest, and it just takes one little Frenchy revolution
yes.
for a bunch of heads to go rolling, and you can have as many zeros in your Cayman's right. account as you want if hundreds of thousands of people storm the Hamptons
right.
and start pitchforking and torching the shit out of it. It ain't gonna work, Snowflake.
What you're saying is you can't spend that money if you ain't got no head, baby.
Right.
See you at the barricades. We're gonna burn some shit.
So the Rush Limbaugh,
fuck you,
is from was speaking today
Ooh.
And was talking about labor issues.
Is it true that he broadcasts naked?
Oh, no, he's on video.
Oh, yes.
I mean, waist down, maybe. I don't know right. what's going on. Although, I think you can see his gunt, so I'm not sure that...
One thing's for sure, he can't see his dick.
Here is Rush Limbaugh talking about... This is particularly heinous.
Oh, I can't wait to hear from this fuckhead.
Talking about labor.
Let me illustrate that this way. Are you aware of all of the talk from people like Bill Gates and Elon Musk... And what's his name? Stephen Hawking, about the very real fear they have that artificial intelligence is going to wipe out humanity if we are not careful.
Oh, say these very real.
He's Rush Limbaugh, apparent genius.
Oh, yes.
In regards to artificial intelligence and programming.
Idiot.
Knows more than Elon Musk, Stephen Hawking, and Bill Gates.
If you're playing trivia,
about AI,
you're going to pick from those four people. Who's the last one picked?
Right.
The fucking Oxy Walrus.
Right.
You're high, stupid. I mean, yeah. What a dick.
Have you seen those stories? You have. Good. They're everywhere.
Good.
Folks, particularly if you spend any time reading tech news. Elon Musk and Bill Gates and Stephen Hawking are gods to techie millennial people. And whatever they say is, and so is Bill Nye, the science guy, to show you how screwed up these kids are. These four people are infallible.
Who the fuck?
They are as...
Who the fuck does he think Bill Nye is? Some revolutionary? Some guy from Al-Qaeda or some shit?
Well, Bill Nye is out there talking about climate change and that we need to do something about it. So, of course, he's completely discredited.
This is fascism, right? They're going after the scientists.
Yep.
Close to religious figures as millennial leftists will acknowledge.
As millennial leftists. Millennial leftists.
An asshole.
And they're out there daily warning of the dangers posed by artificial intelligence. Now, you say, well, what's artificial intelligence? Well, think robots. I mean, basic artificial intelligence is Siri in your iPhone. Or whatever they have at Google. What is it? Cortana? No, that's Microsoft. Alexis, the Microsoft, the Amazon thing. All of these assistants in these various operating systems that you can talk to, dictate to, ask to find you things. That's a very, very rudimentary artificial intelligence.
Yes, as is okay. What we're listening to.
Here's what I'll say. Like, this guy, maybe Rush Limbaugh's full of shit on some of this science, but damn, he does a show by himself. If I did this show by myself and we had a science moment, I'm going to butcher it.
Well, he's not doing too badly right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
In these various operating systems that you can talk to, dictate to, ask to find you things. That's a very, very rudimentary artificial intelligence.
Very, very.
Fuck you.
Well, he's got to talk to his listeners. Like, they're dumb because they're dumb.
You know.
Right? He's got to talk to those people like they're babies.
There's a person in my life who sounds like Rush Limbaugh and talks to me like he's fucking Rush Limbaugh. And every time he does that, I want to throw my computer monitor at his fucking face. But he's not in the room.
It's being invested in daily. It's being explored.
It's not me.
Oh, of course it's not you. You don't sound like Rush.
But it's being invested in daily. It's being explored. It's being explored. Self-driving cars. Like Uber's had a couple of crashes lately. I don't understand this. Who in their right mind right now would put a self-driving car out there with passengers in it, literally in traffic? We're not there yet.
They are there yet. They're testing it. That's why they're there.
Dude, in London, they are testing these jet packs that when you want to go somewhere, it's a drone. It comes to you, and then you
get the fuck out.
Go to an
here.
App. You type where you want to fucking go, and you strap
They're
yourself
not
into
testing
the, Yes, they are. That you strap yourself into the jet pack, and then it takes you to your location.
Is that on crab diving?
No. I heard it on NPR. I think. I don't know. Listen, but the guy that's developing the technology, he's hilarious. He said, yeah, but you know, it's just been really tough to develop this. The government's been a real pain in the ass with the regulations and shit. Like I'm getting tied to a fucking rocket fucking pack. Should be regulated. I mean, am I totally talking? Did I see a movie?
No, Jetpack okay. Aviation completes first commercial jetpack sale. And they're starting a crowdfunding.
No, oh, fuck that.
Jetpack Aviation announced Wednesday it has completed its first commercial jetpack sale.
But this jetpack, you get, it's just like Lyft, except instead of a car, it's a fucking jetpack.
Oh, that's a long way off.
That's in London. They are advanced.
Here's the rest of Rush Limbaugh. Wait to hear
it. With passengers in it, literally in traffic. We're not there yet.
We are.
But we're on the way. And these are people that want us to get there so that you get in your car and you don't have to drive because your car can stop at every stoplight, see every stop sign, avoid every pedestrian, avoid every potential accident, drive at the right speed at all times, massive, massive amounts of data in software to make this happen. That is artificial intelligence. And when you get into robotics, and I don't mean butler and servant and waiter, waitress kind of robotics, but real robotics that takes over some jobs and leaves people forever unemployed. Because the robots never get sick. They never have to have leave for menstrual cycles unless you build a menstrual cycle into your robot.
Holy
they
shit!
They never have to... Robots never get sick. Robots never bleed from the crotch. Never trust anything that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die.
C-3PO has lupus. Sad.
I don't know.
I thought it was funny, so I said it. It's stupid. Would it be horrible if a droid on Star Wars had lupus, man? Fucking lupus?
Women.
Yes.
Obviously, the only jobs being replaced by robots are women. Because men, you're not going to replace men.
Did you build a menstrual cycle in that fucking robot?
Menstrual cycle.
He just said that.
People forever unemployed because the robots never get sick. They never have to have leave for menstrual cycles unless you build a menstrual cycle into your robot.
Oh, my God. What robot? What robot would have its period? Honestly.
I'll have the bleeding Betty, please.
R5-D4. The weird one. The weird R2 unit from Star Wars. The orange one. The weird cone.
The little round one?
Yeah, maybe he looks different because he has a period.
That's why it's orange.
Right.
So there you go. A little bit of Rush Limbaugh love.
Good God. That guy's such an asshole.
He's a spectacular asshole.
I don't understand like this. You know, the self-driving car thing to me is kind of weird though. Cause like, why don't we put that energy into our mass transit? Instead of getting in your own self-driving car, get in the fucking train.
China just announced that they're building a series of high-speed rails finished in 3 years. None of this, we're going to have it done in 30 years kind of bullshit.
It's fucking amazing.
They're going to finish it in 3 years.
Did you look at this thing?
To turn some people have been commuting 6 hours. Did you see that?
That sucks.
People
six
commute
6 hours.
It can't be. Like they must commute and then live there and then commute back on the weekends or something. But now it's going to be an hour with all these high speed rail that they're putting in.
Oh, that's awesome.
And did you read that article? The countries that are listed as having the most mileage of high speed rail. Interestingly enough, the United States is not.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Anywhere.
Why?
Because we have none.
But we have a big fucking country. We could use high-speed rail.
Right.
Would it be nice if you could get to San Francisco in? How long is it supposed to take?
An hour.
An hour, dude.
Ish.
God, I mean, to put that in perspective, if I was going to take mass transit from fucking here.
Maybe more.
To the valley, I mean, you know.
I took one of those bullet trains in Spain from Madrid to Seville. And it was fucking amazing.
You know, I mean,
it's like being on a plane,
right?
It's very civilized. Yeah, yeah. It's very nice. It's more expensive, but I was able to get from Madrid to Seville in a matter of 4 hours, where it would take 10 maybe on a regular train.
I'd rather crash in that train than a fucking plane, I'll tell you that much.
Oh yeah.
It's in the air, man.
It's, and you hardly notice that you're going that fast unless you go to like the club car and you can look down.
Right.
Then you're like, holy shit.
I hate flying.
Holy shit, we're going really fast.
Yeah, yeah. I wish we had high-speed rail. I don't understand why we don't have it. Because we suck.
We suck at infrastructure. Republicans won't allow infrastructure to be built.
Are Americans isolationists?
They want it private. They want their buddies to do it and make money.
And we want to stay in our own fucking cars. At least some people do.
A lot of the, it's Carhartt on here in this
That's
country.
Dumb.
I don't get it either. I would love to have a car.
Dude, I put on that, those headphones you got me for my birthday a couple years ago, whatever. I put those on, and I'm in the train.
It's, noise canceling.
I'm by myself. I don't hear anybody.
You can't hear the sound of the needles dropping to the ground.
No. I didn't hear me getting stabbed to death.
Join us over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We're, Twitter. We're on Instagram and all that fun stuff. Join us in all those fun places also. And don't forget, please buy shit through our Amazon haul at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste.
Yes. In regards to the robot story and the AI thing, Embrace Madness from Twitter is ringing in. Remember the robot rapist house movie? The robot makes a hybrid baby in the 70s. You remember that? I don't know what the fuck that is.
Robot? No, I don't remember that one.
Who pitches that and gets it made? Listen, I got. Do you say it like this? Listen, it's a story about a rapist who's also a robot. Or
I'm in.
Or I'm is in. It? It's a story of a robot who's also a rapist. Which is first?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Which came first?
The robot or the rapist?
So Devin Nunes.
What a fucking broke dick this fucker is, man. He can't do anything fucking right.
Devin Nunes responded to Democrats' calls to that he's got to recuse himself by saying, of course the Democrats want me to recuse myself. I'm very effective.
In what fucking way?
Well, that's the thing. He's supposed to be nonpartisan on that intelligence committee.
If he would have went to is Adam Schiff with that info?
Yes.
It would have been better for him, for everybody involved, don't you think?
Right. And what info is that?
Huh?
And what info is that?
Nobody's
seen this info.
See, that's the fucking thing. We got Schittler coming on TV saying, hey, listen, I got all these executive orders coming. We're going to get rid of all this Obama shit. But he's going to be going to jail for this Russia shit.
Well, finally today, we have a Republican.
Oy.
Interestingly enough, from North Carolina.
Fuck you.
Walter Jones, representative from North Carolina, Republican today, became the first Republican to call for Devin Nunes to step down, recuse himself from the investigation into Russian interference.
He's just talking about recusing himself from this job, not leaving government.
Or even the panel. Just this one.
He's still on the fucking panel.
Or just this one issue. Recuse himself from the Russian investigation.
See, I would be a great SCOTUS. I would be a great Supreme Court justice. I would want to recuse myself from as many fucking cases as I possibly could. I don't want to work. Fuck this.
Republican representative.
Walter Jones said Nunes should absolutely recuse himself. Jones is a member of the House Armed Services Committee. He's kind of a rogue, though. He's not. He often goes against the leadership.
Oh shit! Does he play by his own rules?
He says, "How can you be chairman of a major committee and do all these things behind the scene and keep your credibility? You can't keep your credibility."
Well, you're in the GOP, dude. I mean, to me, you don't have
credibility, right?
You don't have any credibility.
If anything has shown that we need a commission, this has done it by the way he acted. That's the only way you could bring integrity to the process. The integrity of the committee looking into this has been tainted.
Right.
This guy.
I mean,
He runs, breaks his neck, and then there's these stories that say he switched cars and shit.
Like, his journey to the White House?
Yeah, he disappeared from his staff. He snuck over to the White House. Allegedly, he's like, because this is the only place I could look at that information, because there's only a few computers that have that information.
Computers? There's no computers?
Well, it's a skiff.
With shit on it.
Yeah, it's one of those skiffs, the secure places.
You know what he could have used to get over the White House?
He could have gone to the Pentagon. He could have gone to to the CIA headquarters. There's a few places he could have gone. Somehow, he just popped by the White House, which one does not do.
Why doesn't he just ring up a jetpack?
You don't just do that.
Yeah.
Even if you're a Republican member of the House Intelligence Committee, you don't walk up to the White House and be like, hey,
right.
Don, yo, can I come in for a sec?
God,
it doesn't work that way.
I mean, if you got a normal job and shit, you never want to fuck with your boss. You don't want to bother your boss with anything. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Nunes.
Nunes.
Has been saying, I don't need to recuse myself. It's, I don't know what they're talking about.
The whole planet's telling you to, asshole.
And now, finally, the first Republican in the House.
Yeah, okay. The loony bin.
Right, because the Republican senators, there's a couple of them who have said, I don't know if they've actually called for him to step down, but they have said...
Was it McCain?
McCain and Lindsey Graham.
Of course, McCain.
Have said that they're not too sure that it's they have any more credibility in the House. So that to me, that says that you need to probably recuse yourself, Nunes.
Fuck you. God damn. I mean, it's obvious, too. I mean, when you think, like you say, he's in the he was in the transition committee.
Well, and it's not just objective. The way these guys act. If there's nobody even knows that there's something nefarious or illegal going on. But if they're sure acting like there was, everybody is.
Right.
Everybody. If they're so fucking squeaky clean, they would say, here you go. Here's my call logs. I met with the Russians. Fuck yeah, I met with the Russians. Here's what we talked about. This is what would be going on. Not this, what was it? Carter Page said that I may have possibly... I met him, and it might have been in Cleveland.
Oh, he said that to Chris Hayes, right, on MSNBC?
Yeah, I mean, just like a cartoon of a lying scumbag politician. I could possibly have met him. Possibly, it might have been.
By the way, Crooked Hillary, Lying Ted. Jesus, we got the biggest one.
So
Benghazi.
Meanwhile, they're still saying that Roger Stone and Carter Page have both volunteered to talk to the House committee.
Right.
Not the Senate committee yet, interestingly enough. But so now this the shit that's going on today.
Yes.
Is that Nunes, treasonous scumbag that he is.
Oh,
that,
yes.
There's no other explanation for this.
Right.
That he's colluding with the White House to try to bury the investigation into the Russian ties. That's the only logical explanation for any of this behavior.
Do you go to jail for that?
I don't know.
It seems really underhanded, suspect, evil. Typical GOP shit.
Well, now they're saying that the reason they think that he might have canceled this hearing that they were going to have and some testimony they were going to have is because he found out that Sally Yates was going to testify and she had some shit to tell.
Oh, shit. They're silencing someone.
In regards to specifically when she went to the Trump administration and said Michael Flynn may have been compromised by Russia.
And they told her to take a hike.
And
nuts.
Kept him and they fired her.
They kept him and they fired her.
Yeah.
And she's sticking her neck out, blowing the whistle on somebody in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Or not the cabinet. National Security Advisor.
It's a cabinet position, but not. I guess it's not officially a cabinet position, but it's because it's not confirmed.
Right.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah. They should confirm those guys.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I guess at some point, a president maybe should be allowed to pick people he just wants to have, but in certain positions.
Not this president.
According to, I'm reading from HuffPo, lawyers for President Trump tried to prevent former acting attorney general Sally Yates from testifying before the House Intelligence Committee on links between Trump campaign and officials. Lawyers for Trump told her, you can't testify on privileged communications between us and you because we're invoking executive privilege.
Oh, my fucking God. Jesus Christ.
Yates's lawyer, David O'Neill, accused the Trump Justice Department of trying to silence his client by asserting, quote, all information Ms. Yates received or actions she took in her capacity as deputy attorney general, acting attorney general, are client confidences, and she may not disclose absent written consent of the department. So they're saying anything she said and talked about with the White House is privileged communication between the attorney and a client. That's some bullshit.
Right, because, I mean,
it's different.
Don't we want to know what happened with Russia? Or do we not give a fuck?
Well, right.
God.
And this isn't the mob. This isn't a mob boss testifying. Right. This is all supposed to be, yes, they're the president's lawyer, but they're the people's lawyer.
They're not there to protect some fucking truck.
They're the people's lawyer.
This is probably the most fun they've had in a long time. Oh, wait, this is Donald Trump's personal lawyers.
This is Yates.
Yates.
Well, lawyers for the president also were involved in this. Trump fired her January 31st after she refused to enforce the president's original executive order banning immigrants from 7 majority Muslim countries. She said, you know what? I'm looking at this. I don't think we're going to try to enforce this because it's not going to fly. It's blatantly unconstitutional. And Trump said, you're fired.
But isn't that what a lawyer is supposed to fucking do? They're supposed to advise you on legal matters?
And who was right?
The lawyer!
That went in the shit can.
It's gone.
That one was gone. They didn't even try to fight it past the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah, judge was like, suck my dick, dude. God. By the way, we're talking about Nunes, right? Did you look up and see what Lindsey Graham said about Nunes today? It's pretty fucking funny.
It says that, in particular, we believe Ms. Yates should not be obligated to refuse to provide non-classified facts about the... She was going to... And it was even non-classified. She said she was not going to...
Oh, my God.
She was going to testify in the open testimony because she was going to say, well, it's not... What I was going to testify to wasn't classified. And they're saying, but executive privilege... Why, if you have nothing to hide, would you try to silence Sally Yates? Tell me, please.
I don't know. Well, you know... Here's what I think happened. Schindler and his little band of idiots were doing all these shenanigans. And I don't know. We talked about it yesterday. I don't know that they knew it was illegal. Or what they were doing was such an overstep.
What?
Fucking colluding with Russia.
Oh, they knew. Trump might not have known.
They knew?
No,
okay.
Of course they knew. I think everybody involved knows the nefariousness and illegality involved, except for that shit bag at the helm.
Yeah,
pretending
right.
Pretending to be at the helm.
Yeah, you're right. It's naive to think otherwise. It's like Flynn is an operator.
Right.
Now, Flynn's an operator and you know, these other guys have been in government. Trump's the fucking bumpkin.
Yeah. Spicy.
Oh, yes.
Of course, said that the story is completely false.
Oh,
that
shocker.
The White House took no action to prevent Yates from testifying. But the Yates lawyers have the emails. We didn't take any. We didn't take any. Any action.
Fuck that. That's proof. You're talking
about
evidence.
The lawyers like, would you like to see the emails that we have?
Are you talking about evidence and proof and facts and shit like that? Shut them up your ass, man. The Trumpalos don't give a fuck about facts, evidence, and shit like that. They don't give a shit.
Democrats, including members of his own committee, have asked whether Nunes can conduct an independent, transparent investigation. Some of them are calling on Nunes to recuse himself or for House Speaker Paul Ryan to remove him.
That would be funny if Ryan physically had to do that. He probably could. He works out.
He reiterated today that he does not intend to step down. Why would I? He asked reporters on Capitol Hill. Why would I?
Who the fuck is this wacko?
I still have a chance to maybe prevent anyone from investigating the president. Why would I do that?
Dude, when you say shit like that, Nunes, it makes you look like a lunatic. Everybody's telling you to recuse.
I was looking at this Carter Page.
Clip. I'm only bringing this up because we were talking about Nunes. It's real quick. Lindsey Graham.
Oh, right here.
He said, look it up. It's kind of funny. Oh, God, I love Lindsey. They have that best picture of him in salon.com.
Inspector Clouseau. Lindsey Graham apparently has commented, called it an Inspector Clouseau investigation.
He said Nunes' leadership was, quote, bizarre.
And if he's not willing to tell the Democrats and Republicans on the committee who he met with and what he was told, then I think he's lost his ability to lead. The problem that he's created is he's gone off on a lark by himself, sort of an Inspector Clouseau investigation here, trying to find some unmasking information about collection incidental with the Trump campaign and some foreign agent outside of Russia. I think the only way this thing can be repaired if he tells his colleagues on the House Intel Committee who he met with and what he saw and let them look at the same information.
Right. Yeah, dude. Right. Where's this information, you asshole? Where is this? And plus, he's even said since then that the information he saw has nothing to do with the Russian investigation. So why did he run over to the president? Because it showed what they think it showed is that somewhere, sometime, Trump or his members of his team were mentioned.
Yes.
It's not even necessarily their conversations. It could have been some Russian talking to some Ukrainian and that they eavesdrops on. And he's like, oh, yeah, Trump. Ah, right. Corey Lewandowski.
So they don't even know what they're...
Dick Wadsky.
They don't even know what the evidence is they're talking about.
And it might not have. And he said it had nothing to do with the Russian investigation, but he had to run to Schittler and say, look, here you go. Here's the proof that Obama, he's 100% trying to prove the false tweets.
Yes.
Of Trump. That's it.
Good God.
Trump fucking lied in his tweet. He said Obama was a bad guy who ordered the wiretapping of him, and there's no such thing. Now they're trying to say that somehow they might have gotten caught up in an incidental pickup.
Oh, well, fuck off.
But Obama was in charge at the time.
That is not what Schittler's tweet said. He was very fucking clear. Obama wiretapped my ass.
You hate America.
Tap my ass.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. That's
right.
It's talking to a rock.
Right. How stupid.
And this Nunes is craven.
Nunes.
Cravenly just got a Trumpian ass wrinkle prints on his lips.
Those are the worst, too. Ugh. Trumpian.
Making out with his ass lips.
Ass wrinkle. He's got ass wrinkle lips. What do you do for that? Collagen?
I don't know.
Fucking sun. Tan. Get a tan. Take care of it.
He also says he won't divulge his sources. Because, you know, those are his sources. Now, here's the thing. This is a group that's been squealing about leaks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What about fucking that?
Now, what if there's a leak from the FBI?
Yes.
We know that there was a rogue. Remember, there was a rogue in New York. There was a rogue office of the FBI whose
dudes were
instrumental in trying... They were falsely
Trump, right?
Go after Hillary, yeah. And they were trying to say there's these investigations and everything, and people found out, no, it's not.
God, dude.
They were pro-Hillary.
The more shit we learn about
Trump, I mean.
Yeah, the more shit we learn about Russia's involvement in our election and all this shit, I feel like an idiot for saying Hillary ran a bad campaign.
A perfect storm, though.
Why would it matter? What would it matter what kind of fucking campaign she ran?
It wasn't a bad campaign. I think they made some bad tactical choices along the way. You know, had she picked Bernie as her running mate, right there.
Yeah.
Or a younger Bernie-like person, Keith Ellison or get a Tulsi Gabbard, although she's kind of nuts,
too. Cellophane. Mr. fucking Cellophane.
Right, they went safe. They went, instead of hopping on the Bernie populism wave,
right?
They figured that those people were in the bag. They'd never vote for Trump. Therefore, we're going to try to woo the middle of the road people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that fucking backfired because the middle of the road people went Trump. And so did several of the Bernie people because they got fleeced by Uncle Nipples and their wave of misinformation about Hillary.
Do you know why Obama was so fucking popular? He inspired people. He made liberals want to come out and fucking vote. Don't you think we need that? Why don't they do that? Get somebody fucking inspiring. There's plenty of people in the party that are fucking awesome.
And some people found Hillary inspiring. Others,
yeah, that's true.
Less.
Yeah. Some people found Trump inspiring.
I've been a massive Hillary fan. I like her, but I've never been, oh my God, Hillary, because she's always been a little blue doggy.
Yeah.
She got pulled to the left finally in this election and stuff.
Did any of her actions during the Benghazi hullabaloo influence your vote one way or the other?
Please. No, I have a brain cell.
Didn't it kill you? And I know, God damn it, we're beating this like a dead fucking horse. Listen, these asshole Republicans investigated this Benghazi shit, this email shit, and there was nothing there. There's hardly any fucking evidence. And then this Russia shit, man. There couldn't be more shit.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, what do you say? Every day we come in here and scream about the GOP and their fucking hypocrisy.
And the loons are saying it's just the Democrats trying to, Democrats don't care about leaks.
What is that?
They're saying it doesn't. There have been a couple of Republicans who've said, well, what he's saying doesn't really matter. We need to look at how he got that information.
You're bananas.
Oh, my God.
You're bananas, dude. It doesn't make any fucking sense. God.
I think I tweeted the other day that the current GOP administration would have wanted Deep Throat from the Watergate. Deep Throat from Watergate thrown in jail.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
One of the main whistleblowers about.
And they never would have found Watergate. That any of that shit, that break in.
When you said Deep Throat, I thought you were going in a different direction. Sorry.
But the current Republicans would want the whistleblower thrown in jail.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
regardless
that.
Of what
well, they don't put up whistleblower legislation to protect corporations and shit like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So. Yeah. Anything to protect the rich people.
Hey, the GOP are slimy fuckers.
The laws they passed in Idaho, remember? You can't go undercover and film horrible animal abuses and factory farming gulags that are breaking the law. People ended up going away for felonies because of these violations. And then Idaho turned around and said, we want to pass a law that makes sure that these activists can't do that anymore.
These activists. Somebody saw a horse getting beaten or abused. They told somebody. What the fuck?
Yeah. And some of these people want to turn it into like domestic terrorist legislation.
Whistleblowers?
Yeah. You're these environmental activists and stuff. You're a domestic terrorist, yeah.
Because you're protesting. I'm sure they'll...
Well, then if they get to call you a terrorist, that means you have no more rights because, hey, Patriot Act,
Is that why people want Black Lives Matter turned into a terrorist organization?
Absolutely.
They would say that?
Anything they call a terrorist organization, they can then, by the Patriot Act, suspend people's rights by calling them an enemy combatant.
Damn. We're a banana republic.
And I believe Obama signed that one.
No, I told you he was a great president. He didn't fuck anything up.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Of course not. A lot of shit going on out there. A lot of horrible, horrible shit. So we'll find out. Sally Yates, however, I guess there are still a couple of people who really like America and like the system more than their party in the Senate.
Right.
Because Sally Yates will be going to testify.
Oh, okay.
So as much as Nunes is trying to scuttle everything he can.
Yes.
The Senate is still going strong.
Sally Yates going to run for something?
I don't know.
I bet she does, dude.
So, but they're saying now that she will be able to, she will be testifying again. I mean, she will be testifying for the Senate instead of the assholes in the House.
And Trump made Sally Yates a hero.
Yeah. Kind well, of, she know. Made herself a hero.
Right, right. Well, yeah.
She
yeah,
stood up
right.
to him. And, that, yeah.
You're right. She made herself a hero. Not what I said. He, but Trump helped.
He turned her into a martyr
yeah,
for the cause.
That's true.
I really thought I had put that out on the social medias, but I guess I didn't. That about this new thing that she's going to testify for the Senate instead. Mm. But I guess I didn't.
It's crazy.
So Lindsey Graham says that it's an Inspector Clouseau. I don't think that's a compliment.
No, I mean, I love Peter Sellers. I think he's fucking genius. But, you know, not his character.
Not his character.
I love the Pink Panther.
Now, Kato, you fool.
Ew, wee wee. Peter Sellers is fucking hilarious. He's dead, right?
No longer with us.
Damn.
Yes, sadly. Sadly, sadly, sadly. We haven't heard. I had this from Faithless Friday. This is still in the magic spreadsheet here. We were talking about robots a little bit ago, or actually Rush Limbaugh yes. was talking about robots that
yes.
won't have to take time off for their menstrual cycles.
All right.
Apparently.
Was he talking about a fuckbot?
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I'm angry because of my fuckbot. It's on its rag this week.
No. That would be crazy. There's no way we're going to let anybody build a menstrual system cycle in a fucking robot. Well, in a fuckbot.
Unless you're into that. Getting that's red true. Wings and shit.
No, gross.
The Rick Wiles. God. End Times radio host. True News.
Yeah.
Rick Wiles, True News.
Fuck you.
Is one of these horrible Christo-fascists who somehow is on the deification of Trump train.
Oh, God.
These are, it's the Trump is proof that Jebediah, it's just like Jebediah in Ass-Fuckicus 7-3.
Bullshitica 69. Rick Wiles is opportunistic. He sucks.
He's a whore.
He's just a dickhead.
An utter apocalyptic whore.
Right.
here he is talking about... We were talking about AI.
Yes.
Rush Limbaugh was talking about that.
Right. Artificial.
And robots.
Intelligence. Like that.
Robots.
Oh, God.
Here's Rick Wiles.
Fuck you.
Talking about he references a story here that was from 2009.
Okay.
A company that was working on robots that could refuel themselves.
Oh, shit.
By ingesting biomass from the environment.
It's gonna eat me.
Let's call it eating. Let's call
holy
it
shit.
Eating biomass.
Why are we doing this?
The company said that they would only eat plants.
Right. My fuckbot is self-sustainable.
Rick Wiles agrees with you.
Yeah.
But this is 2009. Wired magazine said the U.S. Defense Department is funding research into battlefield robots that power themselves by eating human corpses.
This is not true.
Wait.
It's not true.
Why the fuck is this guy bringing up an article from 2009? Because it happened to be in his Facebook feed or something like that?
He's talking about how the government... Well, here.
Okay.
Now listen to what the Pentagon is calling them. Energetically autonomous tactical robots. The acronym is EATR. EATR.
Perfect.
You brought her, you eater.
Our military, Steve, is developing an army of
Steve.
Human flesh eating robots.
This is not Steve. True. Steve's his toady.
Oh, yeah.
Racing into a end time beast system. And if you turn on Christian television and Christian radio, or you go to your typical church, they're living in another century.
Oh, yeah. They're molesting people.
There's no awareness that any of the stuff is presently under construction.
It's not.
Because
nowhere does it say it eats corpses. It eats plant matter. And the company even said it would strictly eat plant matter.
Well, that's what they always say. And then shit goes sideways.
But he reads it as if
yeah,
as if the pamphlet has a robot sucking down some dead guy's thigh on the battlefield. And that's just not true.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's lying. Or he's just interpreting.
He's lying.
The article wrong.
He said it's they're making these robots that will eat corpses on the battlefield, and it's not what it does.
I mean, it's a great idea in a way. I mean, they're dead.
We'll clean up.
Yeah.
And so all these things that we're talking about, it may sound overwhelming to people, but our own military is building an army of human flesh-eating robots.
This is not flesh-eating.
Which true. Will be connected to a global brain.
Oh, there we go.
Sign of the beast, baby.
Where? Citations.
Bullshitting is 69.
Citations, Ricky.
Bullshitting is 69. Burn in hell.
Where does it say that these robots...
In the Bible.
First of all, that they, A, eat dead human flesh, right. And B... Also citations right. That they're going to be all connected by a global brain.
If you do not conform to the requirements of this new society, they're going to send a robot to your house to eat you for lunch.
In other words, if you decide that it's okay that gay people can, you know, live.
Oh, yes.
And have a good life, then they're going to, or then you're fine.
Danger.
But if you decide that, if you sincerely believe that homosexuals should have no rights and should be put into camps and stoned to death.
Right.
Then they're going to send robots to eat you.
Oh, shit. That's terrifying. They come right to your house or you have to go. You go somewhere.
Here's the funny thing. We're not sending robots to them. They can believe whatever they want. Trying to enforce that belief on others is the problem we
right,
have.
Absolutely.
And that's when we might send the robots. I don't think we'll eat. They'll eat you. But they may smack you around a bit.
We don't have any robots going around and doing anything.
And they won't smack you around a bit.
God. Eating flesh. Can this one over here blow me?
But if you want to take people's rights away, you're going to have a fight. There
absolutely.
You go.
Absolutely.
You're gonna have a fight.
Man.
People fight for their rights.
God, let's get rid of these fucking
and
robots.
It's not your right because your Jesus says so, because your stupid religious fucking book says so.
Right.
To take away other people's rights. That's where your rights end when my rights begin.
That's, yeah. That's how life works, buddy.
Not for Christians in America.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
No, we have special privileges.
Well, will AI have any rights?
Well, there you
ever.
Go.
Ever. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Who knows?
Haley Joel Osment in that movie?
Will AI. There be anything but AI?
I don't know. God, I want to be AI. How do you do that?
Because, I'm not saying the Terminator situation where the robots get mad and take us out.
John Connor.
But if technology gets to the point where we're enhancing our own bodies like we are now...
I have a robot cock.
And you turn, you get a hand like Luke in spoiler alert, in Star Wars.
Right.
And shit like that, when that stuff gets to be so good.
This hand sucks. I want the Darth Vader hand.
Well, yeah, and the one with the bottle opener on it.
Oh, yeah, the bottle opener, the fucking screwdriver. I got a sander on my thumb.
Like, those are the hands that we'd the special vibro hand.
The vibro hand, 1999, with a fleshlight extension.
So the government's going to send the evil libtard globalist government's going to send.
Oh, yes.
The robots that they're making to eat you. And that's where he goes with that.
They
you
eat
notice
you.
He takes a story of a group that's working on a robot that will eat plants, turns it into it. Oh my God, it's going to devour humans. Then he goes into worldwide government is going to send robots to your door. God. If you're a Christian and have it eat you.
God damn. That is the ultimate. And then there's more.
Right.
And yet there's more, whatever.
The epitome of a slippery slope fallacy.
God. Some fucking
20 in a row slippery slope fallacies.
Ugh.
They're exhausting.
Right.
Whoa, oh my God.
Fuck off, man.
And how many little blue-haired old ladies are sitting and listening to to Reverend Wiles.
All of them.
And they're like, oh my God, Reverend Wiles said that it's going to be a robot's going to come and eat me. I saw that.
I mean, I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but could we look at the median IQ of Rick Wiles' listeners? Is that a possible thing to get? I mean, really, I'm not trying to be a dick, but they all have to be stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be dumbasses. What does he offer anyone except bullshit?
I don't know what he's... who the hell knows?
You know, like, what's he... Like, okay, Rick, let's be crazy. Let's say God doesn't exist. I know that's nuts for somebody like you, but let's go out on a limb and say there's no God. So if there's no God, this whole ministry and all this shit you did, it's all bullshit. So what would you like to do instead? Do you have anything you like other than yelling at gay people?
Ooh, yelling at black people?
Oh, yeah, there's that. Okay, that's good. That's one. Damn, do you like models or ping pong?
Being a little rapey?
Fucking, yeah. No rape. It's a golf.
50,000 people have already signed this morning, a petition demanding that First Lady Melania Trump leave New York
and
move into the White House.
Yeah.
New York City has been footing a daily bill of $127,000 to $146,000.
Holy shit.
A day.
Oh my God.
That Melania and Barron can keep living in their ivory tower and Barron can keep going to his fancy school.
Jesus Christ.
Every time the president goes to visit,
yes,
it surges to more than $300,000 a day with the extra security to protect Schittler.
But yet Schittler is making all these budget cuts. Because, you know, you can't have a bloated budget or a big economy. He had to rebuild Air Force One because he thought it was shitty and overpriced or something like that. Now he's spending $300,000 on a weekend trip.
Wasn't there a meme that you put up that said Meals on Wheels can be saved if Melania spends 2 weekends at the White House?
Fuck yes.
2 weekends at the White House.
And then people,
they could save all that money and still have Meals on Wheels.
And people that are poor can eat, which I think would be a thing Jesus would be fucking into. Would he not? Feeding poor people.
Yeah.
That's a big Jesus thing.
The U.S. taxpayer, this petition says, is paying an exorbitant amount of money to protect the First Lady and Trump Tower as to help relieve the national debt. This expense yields no positive results for the nation and should be cut from being funded. Stop for a... I know we say this all the time.
Yes.
But the hypocrisy is fatal. Almost.
Right.
Imagine for a second Michelle Obama saying, I don't want to live in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to live back in Chicago.
Hey, Michelle, why don't you take that big, thick cock of yours and move to Chicago?
Imagine the memes.
Oh, forget about it.
Lazy welfare queen in Chicago sitting there. You know that's how those racists would be.
She couldn't not wear sleeves. Or she wore sleeves and she got shit. That's what I'm trying to say. It's insane.
Just fucking crazy. Meanwhile, the trips, I'm reading from a Raw Story.
Ooh.
Trips to the winter White House, which he should get an extra week in jail when he goes for every time he said that. And now did you see the Democrats have filed a bill to get a law passed? To get the records, the logs, the visitors' logs from Mar-a-Lago, because there could be some shenanigans going on that we don't know about.
There could be some
mobby Russian-y guys showing up.
We need to know.
That we don't know about.
Right.
And yes, he's on our fucking dime now. So we know exactly who he meets with every fucking second of the cunting day.
And he can be questioned about it, right? I mean, we can ask him, what did you do today? Did you golf? Did you golf? Or did you have that meeting you said you were going to have?
So the Winter White House reportedly costs the public $3 million.
Oh, shit.
The total bill in 2 months is over $15 million for his trips to Mar-a-fucking-Lago.
Okay, I have a question. So why doesn't whoever is charging for these Mar-a-Lago things, why don't they just stop charging him and just let him come and eat and leave, you know? So at least his taxpayers don't get fucked in the ass with this shit.
And why are his adult children protected by Secret Service? Is that a part of the deal?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm asking. I don't know.
Right. I don't know. I mean,
is that traditionally been part of the deal? I'm trying to think back to presidents.
Kate.
Ronald Reagan had adult children. They didn't receive Secret Service protection. I do not believe.
Right. Kate.
George Bush, GW, did not receive Secret Service protection. He was, wasn't he running cars? He was all coked up running cars into trees and avoiding NOM.
Well, wait a second. The president's kids, they do get Secret Service protection. Now I remember because...
But adult children? Well, the kids live with him.
President Sheen, his kids...
Right, but they lived with him.
They were also in West Wing, a fictional show.
They were underage and lived with him.
Do you remember when his kid got kidnapped, that episode on West Wing? That was a great one. Love it.
So it says the cost of protecting the first family increased to cover Trump's five children and wife.
Right.
I guess they do get it. Compared to former President Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle, and two children. All of whom lived in the White House throughout the entirety. So now we're spending money to protect Ivanka over at Ivanka's house and Jared's house.
Right.
We're spending money to protect Uday at Uday's house and Kusei at Kusei's house.
Just make them live in the fucking White House. In the fucking White House. Wouldn't you want to live there? It's probably nice, dude. It's probably real fucking nice.
They reportedly, Melania and Barron are allegedly going to move in June, but there have been reports also that say that she doesn't want to. She likes it the way it is.
She hates him. Do you think she hates him?
Yes.
Absolutely. Fucking hates that motherfucker.
I mean, how can you not?
What do you think he does when he comes in? His first thing he does, he goes to the refrigerator, opens it up.
I don't think
up.
They see each other.
Oh, yeah?
Don't they? They've got like four floors. Right. Barron has his own floor.
Barron, is it
a
true?
A 10-year-old has his own floor tower in Manhattan.
I that's enough space for me to live on comfortably.
And certainly when he's older, he will be more than qualified to run the country. Because he's rich and smarter than everybody, right?
Damn. Oh, that's ridiculous. It's sad. You know what? Really, what we're going through now is a sad fucking time. And I don't know how we could have avoided it. We have this strain of GOP fucks that are so evil that have no fucking empathy and they don't give a fuck about anything.
And it's the greed of the dummies, too. It's greed of the rich people playing on the greed of the dummies.
Right.
That you could be one of us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You could be one of us.
Are you saying the rich people are offering the dummies a carrot?
There's that lie that even Democrats say that if you work hard, you'll get ahead in this country. Citations, please.
Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and
Famous. I can show you. I'll walk out from where Crab Diving Studios is right now, and I'll pick 20 people randomly on the street, and I'll bet they all work their fucking asses off.
Oh, absolutely.
And they are, and they're not getting ahead in this country.
What do you mean? You're telling me the Mexican guy, the undocumented dude, running from the train, carrying a bicycle to the bus, putting the bike in the rack, going to another bus.
Documented.
He's not killing
dude,
it.
Dude, even.
He ain't getting ahead.
Yeah, or documented dude.
He's not even real.
Doing that.
You know, this dreamer shit, which, you know, I got a friend who is a dreamer. And if Trump makes this dreamer shit go away, he's like, what am I going to do? I got to go back to working for cash? This guy was telling me before he got dreamer status, he's a smart guy. He could do whatever he fucking wanted. He had to pump gas at some gas station, you know? Because the guy paid him under the table. Mm. I mean, you can't exist in this country like that. It's stupid.
And how many crimes has he committed?
None.
How many felonies? How many murders? How many rapes? Just wants to work. And they do pay taxes. There was I think I saw it today. There was a dreamer who was on social media. And she held up her completed 1040 form. And she's like, just for those who think that dreamers don't pay taxes.
Right.
And she held up her tax form. Here you go.
So then,
here's the taxes I pay.
Isn't it weird to you, though? Like, so you can make these guys that have been paying taxes leave? That's fucked up.
There was a guy who went and joined our military.
Yes.
Did tours in Iraq. came back, had problems, PTSD issues,
right?
Started having some run-ins with Johnny Law because, you know, we handle stuff like that so well here in this country.
Health care.
We
know?
Handle. Oh, yeah. You call the police and let the police tase them. That's how you help sick people.
What's
wrong with you?
Pussy.
They want to deport him now because
that's infuriating.
Of some of the crimes, you know, he committed a battery or something like that. And they're like, he's one of the bad ones. Deport the fuck out of him. I'm sorry. If you serve 2 tours in Iraq.
Oh, my God.
You get your citizenship papers. That simple. Why don't we have that law?
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. Because those guys go fight. I'm not going. Shit.
For this country, they're fighting.
For this fucking country.
And they come back.
The one that wants to deport them.
And then it's because we treat veterans like shit.
Oh,
then
yeah.
They treat veterans like shit. And then you're undocumented on top of it. So even though you risk your life
for
this
function?
Country, they say, get the fuck out. Yeah. Thanks for your couple of years. Get the fuck out. That's the conservative way.
Man, we got to
suck the value out of people. Throw them away.
Right. With a robotic fuck bot.
Let them die. welcome to the conservative.
Yeah, really.
Welcome to conservatives.
Meanwhile, over in Europe, in the Scando countries, they're happy as fuck because they have shit like what?
Yeah,
don't they have a minimum like a minimum salary or something?
Don't you pay? Don't you pay 50% of your wages to in taxes? Well, yeah, but I got free healthcare and free college, so who cares?
I get 6 weeks paid right. Vacation. When was the last time in a year you took multiple weeks of vacation? Never.
Right.
Because we live in America and we don't care about that shit.
We don't even have 2 weeks paid vacation. We don't have any vacation laws here in the United States. There's no mandated vacations. There's no, they have to fight tooth and nail. Remember family leave? They had to.
Oh, yeah.
They're losing their minds. What do you mean family leave? Well, they shouldn't have got that load blasted in them in the first place. You're going to make me lose money and productivity?
You know the thing that's fucked up about that? These GOP guys, they have these big families, tons of kids, and you know the parents were around for their children to raise them. I mean, why would you want... I don't understand why people just can't get on board. Yes,
the nannies were around to raise them.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not talking to my kid. Shit.
Horrible. Georgia, since we were talking about the Georgia... race down there
Georgia,
that there might be good. No, this is Georgia. In the more conservative Georgia here in
they're conservative as fuck
here in well, state Republican Representative Tommy Benton,
hey man,
of Jefferson,
oh shit,
Georgia,
get my bed sheet,
and I'm sure. They in Jefferson, they say, it ain't after that liberal president. It's after Jefferson Davis.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, we say that, boy. We lost. You lost.
Has put forth a bill that he wants to recognize Confederate History Month.
Come on. A whole month. A whole
month. Confederate History Month.
It's my shitty slave having heritage.
The proposal seeks to honor Confederate states that engaged in, quote, a 4-year struggle for states' rights.
Hey, I want to congratulate everybody back in the 1800s that owned people. Good job. Nice work. This is bananas.
Says his bill will honor Southern heritage.
No, fuck you.
By doing more to recognize Georgia's Confederate history.
God, this year we're going to do more to recognize white people.
His resolution, interestingly enough, doesn't mention the Civil War. But
they lost that one. They don't want to mention that one.
They want April. It'll make April Confederate History and Heritage Month.
No.
April 26th would be Confederate Memorial Day.
Wrong. Well, let me ask you something. They want April for this month. Fuck that. Black History Month. February. Shittiest month winter-wise, right? It's the coldest month.
So this representative, Tommy Benton.
And it's the shortest.
Of Jefferson.
That's
said,
you.
Wait, listen to his reasoning.
We just elected a president that said he was tired of political correctness. And so that was the reason we're looking to introduce this resolution. We think our heritage is just as important as everybody else's.
Well, I mean, important. I mean, it had significance, right? I mean, Southern heritage fucked a lot of people's lives up.
He says,
if you're black.
He says, this resolution is to encourage our citizens to learn about Georgia's heritage history and to observe the occasion with appropriate ceremonies.
There you go. See, they want to walk around in a fucking parade with their goddamn stars and bars out. Right? Isn't that what they...
Yeah, and say it wasn't about black people.
We're going.
It was about states' rights. It was just a coincidence that one of those state issues.
Right.
And then again, we would all encourage you to go read, I believe, even Georgia's letter seceding from the United States of America. I'm sure North Carolina, I think even Georgia, in the first couple of sentences.
Yes.
Slavery.
They mentioned it.
Yes.
They mentioned the thing that built their fucking society.
So when they say.
Amazing.
One about slavery, about states' rights. That's why the word slavery was right in the first fucking sentence.
Southern heritage. I'll give you Southern heritage. Slavery. You built a whole fucking part of the world with. People you own.
He says, it should never be a controversy. We're not honoring slavery. You're just honoring the people that fought to preserve it.
God. How many shitty fucking conversations has this guy had at Thanksgiving? All of them.
He said, Charles Lunsford.
Lee.
A spokesman for Save Southern Heritage.
Oh, God damn it.
Says, well,
it's embarrassing.
People like us, Ryan.
What?
People against this are intolerant and hypocritical.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally intolerant and hypocritical. Fuck off. Suck my dick with that Southern heritage.
For some reason, people who exclaim how they're for diversity are trying to wipe us out of the memory of those commemorations.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
I'm sorry, Lunsey. I'm sure you're a big fat white guy.
Yeah.
A big fat old white guy. I don't think there's any memory of commemoration. You weren't there.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You weren't fighting for anything, you fat fuck.
No, see, that fat fuck is worried that the role of white people in the Southern Civil War or whatever is going to be forgotten. White people are going to be fucking forgotten in this country. That's what he's saying, right? Our heritage is disappearing. Is he out of his fucking mind? God.
I think he'll be okay.
There's plenty of white heritage bullshit all over the fucking place. God damn.
The states' rights.
God. How many Kenny G albums are there? How many Spin Doctor albums are there? There's all kinds of white heritage.
I'm trying to find a picture of this Charles Lunsford guy. But
Lunsford.
To prove my point, but I...
Do you think he's white?
Can't.
Is he a white guy?
He says, people who say we should all accept one another as equals and be friendly and accepting are not being friendly and accepting towards us. There's that whiny piss baby. We should be allowed to hate whoever we want and be bigoted and be racist to whoever we want.
Fine. Guess who I'm bigoted and racist towards?
All right.
Jesus. What do you think about that?
We're fat white racists.
Oh, yeah. That's even better.
No, you. How dare you not tolerate our intolerance?
Oh.
That's my favorite one. What about the tolerant liberals? Oh, you're real tolerant until somebody disagrees with you. Disagreeing about what color we should paint a wall is one thing. Disagreeing about someone's civil rights.
Yes.
You don't get to disagree.
It's a deal breaker, motherfucker. It's a fucking deal breaker. I don't have time for you if you don't see gay people as people because you're a loon.
So apply it to black people.
Fuck off.
And say, it's our heritage to have slaves. You won't let us keep slaves.
What? That's a good point. So in white people heritage suck each other off month, are they going to be allowed to have slaves in April? Yes or no? I want to know.
How great are you going to feel as a black person in Georgia during April?
Well, listen, if you're a black person in Georgia, I don't know.
Are they going to suspend hate crimes just for laughs during April so you can go and beat up a Negro willy-nilly?
That's my right to do a hate crime.
We're bringing back lynching. It's part of our heritage.
God.
How dare you not tolerate my lynching?
Fuck you. Oh, God.
The Georgia NAACP calls it a pathetically divisive.
Yes.
Resolution.
How fucking busy are those guys? The Georgia NAACP?
Damn. State Senator Vincent Ford from Atlanta says Georgia should not formally recognize holidays celebrating the Confederacy or people who were slave owners.
A guy from Atlanta.
That fought to protect slavery.
Yeah, no fucking shit. No fucking shit. I mean, it blows my mind that we are still having conversations like this. This is insane.
This Benton dude, this state senator, this warm, fuzzy guy who's introduced this legislation.
Yeah.
Said in the past.
Yes.
He's an outspoken defender of the state's Confederate history. He once said the Ku Klux Klan, quote, made a lot of people straighten up.
What? When did he say that? Recently?
I don't know.
God damn. They made a lot of people straighten up. They might have hung people and burned churches and shit. That learned them. That's bananas.
This is last year.
They made a lot of people straighten up.
While speaking in support of protecting Georgia's Confederate monuments, state lawmakers said the Ku Klux Klan made a lot of people straighten up in the years following the Civil War.
Fuck you. Go ahead. I was thinking about, you said Georgia landmarks, and the biggest Georgia landmark is, of course,
That's
wrong. As a Southerner, it blows my mind that you don't know that, but you know.
Wait, where's...
You're from way up north.
Okay.
Stone Mountain, man.
That's what I meant.
The wall.
The wall that has Jefferson Davis carved into the side of it.
Yeah, that's...
Was I trying to say. That's what our I was Jesus. Trying to say.
You go to that every week during the summer, and they have a laser show. it's cool. It's really fucking cool. You sit on your picnic blanket.
White lasers only.
Right. What's that purple laser doing there?
Do black people go to this? Seriously, do black people go to this event?
No, let me explain to you.
Stone Mountain.
Stone Mountain.
Here, kids.
Not the good kind.
See that man that they put a 100-pound carving of him up on the side of the mountain?
That's not even the best.
He wanted to take... That guy wanted to make sure that we stayed in chains.
Do you know what is so fucked up about the laser show at Stone Mountain? Not only do you have those slave owners up on the fucking mountain, right?
Yeah.
At the end of it, I forget what song they play. I think it's Georgia or something like that. And then the lasers come on, and then they fucking outline all these Confederate generals or whatever. And then they somehow animate
it. Georgia on my mind?
Yeah. It was in Georgia.
Ray Charles?
Yes. Yes! And not only is it Ray Charles' voice.
Oh, he would not abide.
Well, he wouldn't know because he wouldn't be able to see that his fucking image is up there animated in laser technology.
I hope somebody would tell him.
Hey, Ray, your face is up there.
They got you making out with Stonewall and Jefferson Davis.
He's soliloquying them. He's singing to them. It's bizarre.
Like the Tupac. Like the Tupac.
Except if Tupac hologram. Was Robert E. Lee. Yeah, it's just like that.
If the Tupac was a Southern general.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
Ugh.
It's Iron Man.
Yeah, shit.
We got to get going.
355.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen and others, today on this crab diving show. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast, live. Don't forget we're on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com. Please leave us good reviews. It helps us out.
No shit.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you shit. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow with more of this shit, ladies and gentlemen.
TTFN.
Please clap.
There we go.
Leave me the fuck alone!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.